From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The country's highest-ranking military officer says the U.S. will not change plans to halt combat operations in Iraq. That's despite a brutal wave of attacks that swept that country this morning. From Chicago Public Radio, Alex Keefe has more.
Admiral Mike Mullen spoke to reporters during a swing through Chicago a few hours after a string of bomb blasts killed dozens of people across Iraq. Just yesterday, U.S. troop levels there fell to below 50,000 as part of a planned drawdown. Mullen says the attacks will not affect the troops' new role of supporting Iraqi forces rather than conducting combat operations.
We've got a very close integrated relationship with the Iraqi security forces. And so that support role will continue. And as I said earlier, 50,000 is not a small number.
The number of American soldiers in Iraq is now the lowest it's been since the 2003 invasion. President Barack Obama has said he wants to be out of the country by next December. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
President Obama will address the nation next week on the Iraqi troop drawdown. Vice President Joe Biden says it's a bunch of malarkey that not extending all the Bush administration tax cuts will harm small business. Currently, the administration is said to favor a plan that would extend the cuts for middle-class taxpayers while allowing the cuts for those with incomes above $250,000 a year to expire. Republicans have pushed for all of the cuts to be extended, saying small business would be hurt by allowing the upper-tier cuts to expire. However, Biden says doing that would cost $700 billion, worsening the nation's already difficult financial situation. Orders for costly manufactured goods designed to last 3 years or more took a tumble in July. The government says orders for durable goods posted their biggest decline in 1.5 years. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
The Commerce Department said orders for large manufactured goods rose by 0.3 percentage point in July, but the increase followed a surge in orders for commercial aircraft. When transportation orders were left out, durable goods fell by 3.8%. That's the biggest drop in a year and a half. Orders from businesses for capital goods also fell steeply. Until now, manufacturing has been one of the few areas of relative strength in the economy, but the report suggests it may be weakening too. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Government says sales of new homes fell more than 12% in July, dragged down by a weak economy and still high levels of joblessness. Marge McCreesh is a real estate agent in Baltimore. She says tight credit put in place in the wake of the collapse of the housing bubble is keeping some buyers out of the market.
Good, solid, rock-solid buyers are having a hard time getting money right now. Some people I can't help. I mean, I'll send them to several lenders and there just isn't the portfolio that there used to be where you could send them to different brokers or you had options.
After reacting to the latest home sales numbers and drifting around for much of the session, stocks recovered some of their lost ground. The Dow ended the day up 19 points. You're listening to NPR. It's likely to be some time next week until Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski knows whether she'll be defending her Senate seat in the November election. A vote count from yesterday's primary race there shows Murkowski about 2,000 votes behind challenger Joe Miller, a political newcomer who received support from Sarah Palin and Tea Party activists. As many as 16,000 absentee votes still have to be counted there. In Arizona, Republican John McCain won against his conservative challenger. In Florida's GOP primary for governor, big spending upstart Rick Scott toppled veteran insider Bill McCollum. A new coalition, including Muslim, Jewish, and Christian groups, is supporting plans for an Islamic center near the site of the September 11 terror attacks. New York's Neighbors from Neighborhood American Values also brings together the ACLU and several 9/11 families. More from NPR's Margot Adler.
Opponents of the proposed Islamic center argue that it's insensitive to the memories of 9/11 and too close to hallowed ground. Donna Schapper, a minister at Judson Church, argues that hallowed ground doesn't mean giving up the American values of religious freedom.
Hallowed ground is a place where someone has died and blood has been shed. Hallowed ground is also a place where life goes on and where people transcend the forces of violence and difficulty.
40 religious and civil groups banded together to form the new coalition. Many noted that the center was modeled on the Jewish community center of the Upper West Side. Rabbi Arthur Waskow said it would show the world the form of Islam that espouses peace, not the Islam of the terrorists. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Crude oil prices ended higher today. The price of oil was up 89 cents a barrel, ending the session at $72.52 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.